Hello and welcome to our third Parisian podcast. I'm James Haskell. I'm joined by the slightly balding
Ollie Phillips. Follically challenged, as I like to know. Thank you.
Follically challenged. Sorry, we're having a little debate in the car at the moment. We thought we'd bring this to a wider audience. Has the mobile phone, the BlackBerry, the iPhone, has it brought the end to civil conversation? And do friends just not talk anymore and just spend more time talking to people they don't really know than talk to their close friends?
I don't even know James's surname because he is an addict to social networking.
Ollie today confessed to me that he has CrackBerry, the well-known disease you develop from BlackBerry, for spending far too much time on his phone. He pretended to be a man about town, a social animal, but now all he does is spend his time on his BlackBerry, bantering away.
Well, I like to actually liken it to the fact that James seems to speak to his wider audience, which is obviously you guys who are going to be listening to this, and yet he seems to feel like he has a rapport with you all, which is very, very, very... admirable, I must admit, and all the rest of it. However, that said, he sends pointless, endless messages to a lot of people, and I sometimes feel that, you know, I'm merely an innocent bystander in his social networking world, and, you know, I just feel a bit desolate and alone, and I'd like to be treated, you know, as if he cared. I'd like to see some of the love that he shows to you guys, you know, being reciprocated to me.
But Ollie, I do care about you. I love your hairy body, your balding tennis ball-like head and your Bubba Gump lips. I you know, I'm very affectionate for you, but, you know, when I came to Paris, I was in a difficult state after a she-devil tore my heart out, and I discovered the marvellousness of Twitter and the use of the iPhone. So, I'm addicted to it, so I can't, sure. I can't go back. But, you know...
I mean, does this all stem from the fact that your hairdresser's given you a Lego head?
No.
You're feeling a bit down and depressed about the whole situation, so you feel that you've had to launch into what is very stylishly known as the monk haircut.
The monk haircut. Which, you are Cadfile, the priest detective.
Which, I'll have you know, is very much on the up in the social networking circles. And I feel that James is just a bit jealous. I've also realised that I'm currently now driving in the wrong direction, so we need to...
Ollie's trying to navigate our way to our hotel for our pre-match dinner. We stay in a hotel before away games. But no, honestly, talking about my hair, you know, my hair is cutting edge. It's chic. You know, David Beckham rings me up for tips.
It's definitely cutting because it's quite short.
Well, I've gone for the shorter approach because I didn't want to have long flowing locks and for you to walk around with your grey salt and pepper hair, which looks...
Shake and bake, mate. Shake and bake. Possibly the best line in the world.
Possibly the worst haircut in the world.
No.
And honestly, for someone who can't talk about hair, I shaved your back again the other day that these people don't know about. I was so disgusted, I was sick into the sink.
Yeah, but man, that's called streamlining. You're just going for the TA approach. You're ready, mate.
I'm joining up. That's why I wear dog tags, because I'm an urban soldier.
Yeah, I think you are an urban soldier underneath.
At all times, I could be ready to be attacked.
I heard you actually told Simon Taylor that you were an urban warrior the other day.
I don't think we need to bring up your lies and secrets. But no, I do enjoy a little short haircut. You know, I've been a little bit overexcited perhaps on this time, but, you know, nothing compares to your ridiculous Lego figurine head that is just shaved at angles with a massive bald spot.
Mate, I mean, I'm fine. If your coiffeur's annoyed you, you can vent your frustration and anger on me. That's understandable. I can appreciate that. You're jealous of the monk. You've come out and you look as though you've had an argument with your clippers and it's all gone horribly wrong.
Well, just talk about hair and appearances. Ollie is the true living Benjamin Button because he can't possibly be getting any older.
No.
He must be getting younger because at the ripe old age of 26, he looks at least 52. It's a sad case of affairs. He barely has a black hair on his body. Everything else is grey.
Girls, keep following me. I'm going to look like Brad Pitt in about 10 years' time. You watch this space.
He must be going backwards with his bandy legs and his funny hairy body. He must be ageing. Backwards.
Mate, Benjamin Button, Pumbaa from The Lion King and Bubba Gump are everyone's favourite movies, so you know what I mean.
We need to talk about, because people obviously on Twitter who follow us, you know, some of them have allergies. You have an interesting allergy to spice, where your big lip swells up.
Yeah, it's also, I think I liken it to Hitch, actually. I look like Will Smith after he's accidentally swallowed a few spices or a fish that he's allergic to. And yes, it's true, my lip does swell slightly after I've had a bit of spice.
Right, well, that's all we've got time for this riveting, riveting podcast. Join us next week. We've got nothing more interesting to
everyone
say.
Everyone send Hass some compliments about his hair, because it is really, honestly, that bad.
Love you.